a few passages this morning.
让我们早上来一起读起初的圣经。
The first passage comes from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 15.
我们要读第一处提摩太后书第二章十五节。
There's a couple verses, so I'll just read it out for us. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
那有几处的圣经我会为大家先读。
Be diligent to present yourself approved as God, to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth.
提摩太后书二章十五节，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
The second passage comes from the same book, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
那第二处来自提摩太后书第一节到第二章第一节到第三节。
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlists him as a soldier.
提摩太后书第二章第一节开始，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来，你在许多见证人面前听我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
And then the last passage comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 2.
最后一处来自希伯来书十二章第二节。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
This morning we'd like to share about living out the life of Christ within us.
早上我们愿意来分享从我活出耶稣基督的生命。
Though I myself have been walking with the Lord and serving the Lord for many years,
我自己的话已经服侍与主同行有一些年头。
Recently, I've been reading through the book of Timothy.
最近我就在读提摩太书。
And God has shown me what it truly means to be a workman for God.
神就向我启示看到怎么样才是真做神的工人。
And so this morning, my burden is how to live out the life of Christ in us as God's workmen.
所以早上我的负担就是作为神的工人，我们如何能够活出基督的生命。
So the book of 2 Timothy was probably the last letter that Paul wrote before he was martyred in Rome.
提摩太后书也许是保罗在罗马被害之前写的最后一封书信。
Paul knew that the end of his life was near.
保罗知道他的生命已经快到尽头。
So he wrote this letter to a young co-worker with the name of Timothy.
所以他就把这封书信写给他一个年轻的同工提摩太。
And Timothy was a young co-worker who had served with him, with Paul, through many, many years.
提摩太他作为保罗的同工与他一同服侍好多年。
Now, Paul, in character, Paul was a Jew.
保罗他是一个犹太人。
He was outspoken in character.
他是非常的勇敢，非常的坦率的。
He was very bold and originally trained in the pharmaceutical laws.
他非常的勇敢，也曾经受训成为法利赛人。
Timothy, on the other hand, was half Greek and half Jew.
那提摩太在另外一边的话，他有一半的希腊血统，一半的犹太血统。
He was much more timid and had stomach problems.
他非常的胆怯，也有一些肠胃上的问题。
And he did not have formal training in the law.
他并没有在律法上很正规的训练。
He had also been influenced by two women in his life, his mother Lois and his grandmother Eunice, who were both exhibited great faith in the Lord.
那在他的生活当中，他因为两位女性，为两位女性受了很大的影响。一个是他的外祖母罗伊，一个是他的母亲尤尼基。这两位女性在族里面都是蛮有信心的。
Paul and Timothy had differences both in background and character and even nationality.
保罗和提摩太他们在很多都有不同，不管是他们的性格、他们的国籍以及他们的背景。
However, toward the end of Paul's life, he wanted to remind Timothy of this one thing.
然而在保罗生命的尽头，他却要来提醒提摩太一件事。
That the spirit that dwelt within Paul was the same spirit that would continue the work of the Lord through Timothy.
就是那住在保罗里面的灵，也要在提摩太中继续他的工作，这灵是一个灵。
Paul had lived a challenging yet victorious life.
保罗经过了充满挑战但充满荣耀得胜的一生。
And his life had taught him what it meant to be a workman for the Lord.
他的生活也教导他什么是作为神的工人。
However, at the start of his life, it was a miserable failure.
然而在他生命的开始却是一个悲惨的失败。
Not from the eyes of the world, but as a poor workman for the Lord.
并不是从人而看，而是说作为神的工人。
He was a self-led and a self-righteous Pharisee who persecuted and killed the servants of the Lord.
他是一个自己引导，也按照自己主权而活的人。他是一个法利赛人，迫害并杀害了很多的基督徒。
And before the Lord touched his life, Paul did everything that was right in his own eyes and by his own strength.
在神触摸到保罗之前，他做自己眼中唯一的事。
But it was by God's merciful hand that he led and he guided Paul and taught him how to be a true workman for the Lord.
但因着神的恩手，他领导并教导了保罗什么样才是作为神真正的工人。
And this morning, I would like to share three of these characteristics of what it means to be a workman for God.
所以早上我愿意与大家一同分享关于如何做神三点的特征。
The first is to be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus.
第一点就是在基督的恩典里刚强。
The second is to exhibit faithfulness in service.
第二点是在服事中忠心。
And the third is endurance through hardships.
第三点是在苦难中忍耐。
So let's start first with the definition of the word workman.
所以让我们开始来思想工人的意思是什么。
Workman or worker in Greek is also translated as toiler.
工人这个词在希腊文当中也可以被翻译成劳动者。
And the Webster Dictionary defines the word toiler as one who does long, strenuous, and exhausting labor.
那韦氏字典的解释就是说，这是一个长期劳累做重活的人。
This may not be the most glorious job description we are looking for in a position.
这也许不是我们在找工作时看到那很荣耀的一个工作的描述。
But just from this definition,we can easily recognize that serving the Lord is not easy to do on our own.
但单单看这个解释，我们就知道说来服侍主并不是一件靠着我们自己就能做很容易的事情。
So the first characteristic of being a workman for God is to be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus.
所以作为神的工人，第一个特点就是要在基督的恩典里刚强。
2 Timothy 2:1, as we've read earlier, says, You therefore, my son,Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
提摩太后书第二章第一节我们刚刚读过说到我儿啊你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
However, often when we read 2 Timothy chapter 1, we read it as, You therefore, my son, be strong for Christ Jesus.
然而我们常常读到提摩太后书第二章第一节的时候却是这样我儿啊你要在基督耶稣里面刚强起来。
It is so easy for us to leave out or overlook the words grace and in.
我们很容易就忽略到两个词，就是在恩典上。
And we feel that to serve Christ Jesus, we must be strong for God.
我们以为服侍主就是要让我们为着主刚强。
We must do our best to be a good testimony for God at work and at school.
就是让我们在工作和在学校当中为主成为一个很好的见证。
We must push through difficulties on our own strength.
我们也要靠着自己的能力来胜过很多的困难。
We must use creativity in service.
我们在服事当中也使用自己的创造力。
We must learn to do things on our own so we can be strong for Christ.
我们要靠着自己学很多的事情，做很多的事情，让我们能够为着主刚强。
However, the verse actually reads like this.Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
然而这圣经却是这样读 要在基督的耶稣要在基督耶稣的恩典里刚强起来。
So following his failure as a Pharisee.
所以当他作为法利赛人失败之后，
Paul humbly learned the hard way that he was not able to serve God on his own.
保罗谦卑又困难地学到了这样一件事，他不能靠自己来服侍主。
Too many times he tried to do things by his own strength and through his own ambition.
常常他有太多次都靠着自己的雄心，靠着自己的能力来做事。
And as a result, people were hurt or even killed.
然而结果却是很多人受伤，甚至有人被杀。
Paul also encountered numerous laymen like a fisherman named Peter.
他也遇到很多好像是门外汉，就是那被称作那个做渔夫的保罗彼得。
Men named Stephen and Philip, who served widows with a son of a wealthy man named Mark.
还有一些去服侍寡妇的，比如斯提凡和菲利普，还有那一个好像很富有的富家子弟马可。
These were all who served the Lord.
这些都是服侍主的人。
And at times they spoke for the Lord with great and powerful words that brought many to God.
有时他们在主里面说那刚强有力的话，就带很多人能够来信主。
These were men who had no official title or formal training.
这些人在主里并没有一个官方的训练或者是官方的名头。
They simply allowed the life of God to be lived out from within.
他们只是让他们里面基督的生命能够活出来。
And it was there that Paul saw and experienced that it was by the grace of the Lord Jesus that anybody.Was able to serve, that anyone was able to serve.
所以就是在这里保罗亲自能够经历到每一个人都能够来服侍主。
We need to recognize that we serve in grace.
我们不得不承认我们是在恩典里来服侍。
We are in an undeserving position to serve the Lord Most High.
我们常常是在不配得的一个地位上来服侍主。
And grace, as we know, is to receive that which we do not deserve.
恩典这个词就讲到说我们接收那我们本不配得的东西。
We were given this position, and as a servant and as a workman of God.
我们得这地位是作为神的仆人，也作为神的工人。
We did not receive this position because of our own ability.
我们不是靠着自己的能力来得这地位。
Not by our righteousness or what we have done.
也不是靠着我们的自义或我们所做的什么事。
Instead, our position in Christ.And our ability to serve him is all because of his grace.
我们在主里的恩典地位以及我们能够来侍奉他都是因为他的恩典和怜悯。
And as God's workmen, we must also learn how to serve in Christ Jesus.
我们作为神的仆人也工人也要学习如何在基督里来服侍。
To rely upon his strength, his grace, and mercies each day.
来靠着他的怜悯恩典。
If our eyes are focused upon ourselves and our own strength and wisdom,
若我们眼睛看到自己的智慧和能力,
we easily become proud.
我们常常就很容易骄傲。
We easily become exhausted as a laborer and as a workman of God.
我们作为神的仆人也常常会感到劳累、疲乏。
And serving out of our own ability can also lead to a complaining attitude.
若我们靠着自己的能力来服侍主的话，常常也会心生抱怨。
We can even become bitter at God when we become tired.
我们甚至当劳累之时，向着神都心怀怨恨。
And we can easily lose our rest and our joy.
我们也会失去平安和喜乐。
And as we have seen, as a result, some have even left the church.
那我们看到，作为这样的结果，有些人甚至就离开了教会。
So Paul learned it firsthand through many shipwrecks, near-death experiences, hunger,and many other challenging experiences, conditions.
所以保罗他就亲身在很多的经历当中就是很难几次接近死亡饥饿以及其他。
Outside of Christ, he was not able to serve the Lord at all.
在基督以外他一点都不能服侍神。
And as Paul said himself in Romans chapter 8,
保罗就在罗马书第八章这样讲到
It is only through Christ who loved us,that we are able to be more than conquerors.
是因为耶稣爱了我们，所以我们才能成为得胜者。
We would have more than we need to overcome all the obstacles that come our way.
我们实在有超乎我们所需的，能够来胜过我们路上一切的艰难。
So may the Lord lead us into His grace each day and each morning.
愿主靠着他的怜悯来带领我们每一天每一早晨。
May we learn to rely upon the strength of His grace to serve Him.
也让我们能够学习靠着他的领导和带领。
May He be the one who provides the leading and wisdom necessary to serve not only in church, but in all aspects of our lives.
愿他能够成为那供应我们的，让我们不仅在教会当中，也在我们生活各方面能够来服侍他。
As God's workmen,We must be strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus.
作为神的工人，我们要在耶稣基督的恩典里刚强。
The second characteristic of God's workmen is to be faithful, is faithfulness in service.
第二个特点就是在服事中忠心。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 2 says, The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
提摩太书第二章第二节讲到，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Often we think that the books 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus only pertain to those who are called into full-time ministry.
常常我们会有这样一种想法，就是提摩太前后书、提多书是只关乎于那些被呼召出来做全职服事的人。
But what we often forget is that once we have received the Lord Jesus into our lives,We all enter into full-time ministry.
但我们常常忽略到一点，就是当我们被主呼召得救的时候，我们就是进入到这样一个全职的服事当中。
Service and ministry for the Lord is not something we turn on or turn off, or when we do when we feel like it.
服事主不是好像一件简单我们能够来开启或关掉，或者我们想做就能够去做，不想做就不做的一件事情。
But when we receive that new life from Christ,We must faithfully learn to live out that glorious life within us.
当我们来接收这生命的时候，我们就需要这样来忠心的学习如何能够把那荣耀的生命从我们里面活出来。
Unfortunately, often we shy away from service because we feel we are incapable.
很可惜的是，常常我们逃避一些服事，是因为我们觉着自己不能够。
We feel that it's too difficult, it's too easy, or simply, we just don't want to.
有时我们觉得它太困难，有时我们觉得它太简单，或者是有时我们就是不想要去做。
Some of us even treat service in ministering for the Lord as work.
有些人也把服事主看作是一份工作。
We find it difficult to be faithful because people don't acknowledge us or see what we're doing.
我们觉着很难忠心，是因为我们所做的不被人来认可，也不被人欣赏。
However, like our brothers shared last week about prayer,
然而像我们弟兄上周分享到的祷告
Prayer is like breathing
祷告就是属灵的呼吸
We can't just stop breathing because we are tired of doing it
我们不能停止呼吸单单因为我们好像呼吸就很累
We don't stop breathing because we don't want to or because our breathing is not appreciated
我们不能够停止呼吸是因为我们不想要呼吸或者我们呼吸并不被别人欣赏
And service is like prayer
服事就好像祷告一样
It is our way of life.
这就是我们生活的方式
We not only talk with God in prayer.
我们不只在祷告当中被神来教导
But we walk with Him in life as we learn to faithfully serve Him day by day.
我们也在每一天的服事当中学习如何与主来同行
Service doesn't mean that we need an official title or require someone to ask us to officially serve in church.
服事并不是说我们需要一个官方的头衔，或者是某一个人官方的邀请我们来服事。
We also serve God outside of church every day.
我们在教会以外每一天也都在服事主。
We are a testimony for God at work or in school.
我们在学校、在工作的场所都是主的见证。
We serve God in the way we raise our children.
在教导孩子上，我们也能够服事主。
We serve God in the way we treat our spouse.
我们如何对待我们的配偶，也是在服事主。
We serve God in the way we faithfully read His word and serve in His body in whatever capacity He has called us to serve.
我们也在读主的话语上，以及在教会当中主所呼召我们所当做的事上来忠心的服事他。
And serving in His body can be as easy as setting up chairs.
在他的肢体当中身体当中来服侍可能是很简单的去摆椅子
It could be as challenging as cleaning bathrooms
可能也是很具有挑战的要去清理卫生间
What about faithfully coming prepared to Bible study with the sharing
或者是说就是要有准备的来周五晚上的查经聚会来分享。
Praying diligently at home for a saint.
在家里为圣徒祷告。
Faithfully coming out to prayer meeting and praying.
去祷告聚会并且祷告。
Reaching out to a brother or sister in need.
或者是来去帮助那些有需要的弟兄姐妹。
Or giving your time and your resources to those whom God has called you to serve.
或者是把你的时间和资源愿意奉献给那些主所呼召你去帮助他的人。
But just as a reminder in our service,
作为我们服事当中一个小小的提醒。
As we serve, we must learn to serve together and not as one.
当我们服事的时候不是要一个
serve together as one, I'm sorry.
所以我们服事的时候是要一同服事，好像合一一样。
And not alone outside of fellowship.
并不是在交通以外独自去服事。
Let us serve together faithfully with one another in service.
让我们能够在服事当中彼此一同的来帮助服事。
That there is a oneness in his body under the covering of Christ.
让在基督的遮盖之下，在他的肢体当中有这样的合一。
As God's workmen, we must learn to live in the grace of our Lord Jesus.
我们作为神的工人，要学会在基督耶稣的恩典里生活。
And we must learn to serve faithfully in his house.
我们要学会在神的家当中能够来忠心的服事。
And this can only be accomplished by turning our eyes away from ourselves and our unfaithfulness.
唯有把我们的眼睛从自己的不义和自己的 不配上来 转开。
Look unto the grace and faithfulness of our Lord Jesus.
仰望我们耶稣的信实和公义。
The third characteristic of God's workman is one who has learned endurance.Through hardship.
作为神的仆人工人第三点就是在苦难中忍耐。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 says, Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier.
提摩太后书第二章第三节开始讲到，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
Hardships come in various forms.
苦难在不同的形式上能够体现。
When we think of hardships, we often think about a certain event or person that we need to deal with.
当我们想到苦难的时候，我们常常想到一件事或一个人。
But another hardship that we tend to overlook is that of waiting.
那我们常常忽略的一种苦难就是等待。
These times of waiting are particularly difficult.
有一些等待的时间是非常的困难的。
Especially when we see others who have obtained that which we are already, that we have been waiting for.
特别是当我们看到别人已经得着了我们所等候的那些事情。
In everyday life, we are all waiting for something.
每一天的生活我们都在等待一些事情。
Just for different things.
不同的事情。
In every segment of our lives, we are waiting. In every segment of our lives, we are waiting for something.
在我们生命的不同阶段我们也在等候一些东西。
In grade school, it could be waiting for vacation time to come.
在初中的时候我们是等候那些假期。
In high school, it could be for college acceptance.
在高中我们等待大学的录取。
In college, it could be for a job or graduate school.
在大学我们等待一个工作或者是研究生。
In career, it could be for a promotion or perhaps finding a spouse.
在工作当中我们等候升职或者是找到配偶。
We have a family, it could be waiting for to buy a house or to have more children.
当我们有了家之后也许是要买一个房子或者是想要更多的小孩。
And as grandparents, it could beFor grandkids or for retirement and so forth.
那作为祖父或祖母，我们就想要有一个孙子孙女，或者是我们想要等候退休。
We are all waiting for something, yet the difficulty often lies not just in the waiting period.
我们常常就在等候很多的事情，然而苦难并不只是说在等候的时间。
Again, as we had mentioned, the difficulty is often when we see others obtaining that which we want.
就像我们刚刚提到的，这个困难是当我们看到别人得着了那我们所在等候的事情。
Everyone else has already obtained it, yet we are the ones still left waiting.
每一个人都已经得着了，然而我们却还在等候。
However, imagine if everyone else was waiting for the same thing as you were and for the same amount of time.
我们这样来想象一下，若我们与其他人都在等候同样的一样东西，我们也花同样的时间来等候的话，
Wouldn't that be much easier to bear?
这是否就更容易忍耐了呢？
We find waiting difficult because we are too busy comparing ourselves with others.
我们常常觉着等候非常的困难，因为我们常常忙于与别人来比较。
We look at what we don't have.
我们就看向那我们所没有的。
In our eyes,have turned away from the Lord Jesus.
我们的眼睛就从主耶稣身上转开了。
So Abraham, he was the perfect example of waiting.
亚伯拉罕就是一个很好的例子在等候上。
What was he waiting for?
他在等什么呢？
He was waiting for a child.
他在等待一个孩子。
Having children seemed like the most basic thing that a family has.
作为家庭来说，有一个孩子是最基本的一件事情，好像。
Yet this was the only impossible thing for him and Sarah to obtain.
然而对亚伯拉罕和撒拉来说，这却是他们唯一得不到的东西。
And to make things more difficult.
让事情更困难的事情是。
His younger nephew Lot had two daughters.
他的年轻的侄子罗德就有两个女儿。
He not only saw them grow up, but also saw the resulting sin in their family at the end.
他不仅看到这些孩子们长大，也看到他自己家庭的结局。
Though Abraham was more righteous than Lot, he was not able to have children.
虽然亚伯拉罕比罗德更公义，然而他却不能够有孩子。
And so Abraham waited and waited.
所以亚伯拉罕一直就在那里等候又等候。
And though he was not perfect while waiting,
尽管他在等候的时候并不完全。
God perfected Abraham.Through the waiting.
然而神却在亚伯拉罕等候的过程当中让他变得更加完全。
As God's workmen, we will all encounter hardships.
作为神的工人，我们总会遇到各样的苦难。
We will all encounter trials and times of waiting.
我们在等候的时候总会遇到各样的试炼。
Yet these difficulties are specifically tuned to the perfecting needs of our lives.
然而这些困难却是神特别为让我们得着完全而所量的。
Many people may not struggle through the same things that we struggle with.
很多人也许并不会经过我们所经过的这些困难。
However, as God's workmen, we will all encounter hardships.
然而作为神的工人，我们总是会遇到困难的。
And we must learn to endure through these hardships.
我们也必须要学会在困难当中忍耐。
We must endure the hardships that are custom made for us.
我们要忍耐那特别为我们所量的苦难。
So how do we endure?
所以我们当如何来忍耐呢？
It is the same answer as we had mentioned earlier.
那这个答案是我们之前提到的都是一样的。
We are to fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
我们要仰望耶稣，那为我们信心创始成终的。
Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame,and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
因着摆在前面的喜乐，他就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十架的苦难，就坐在神宝座的右边。
And Jesus didn't just tell us about endurance through hardship.
耶稣并不只教导我们在苦难当中忍耐。
He didn't just explain the theories of endurance.
他不是简单的讲一下忍耐的理论。
But he lived it out.
他自己就活出了忍耐。
He showed us as an example how to live out the life within.
他作为一个完美的榜样告诉我们如何活出里面的生命。
He showed us how to exhibit endurance in time of hardship.
他告诉我们在苦难之时如何能够活出忍耐。
And this is why we are not to be entangled with the affairs of everyday life.
所以这就是说让我们不要被平日的事缠身。
When our eyes are focused on the visible things set before us,
当我们眼睛放在我们所能见的这些事上的时候，
we see the impossibility of the challenges.
我们看到这些挑战的不可能。
We see the magnitude of our trials.
我们也看到我们试探的广大。
We see our weaknesses and how unqualified we are.
我们也看到自己的软弱，我们是何等的不够资格。
And we recognize that we cannot endure through these hardships.
我们也承认在这些苦难当中我们实在没有办法去忍耐。
Our eyes are fixed and entangled with the worries and affairs of everyday life.
我们的眼睛就被日常的这些事情所缠着。
And I will remind us once again to not to look at the magnitude of our hardships.
所以我们再一次被提醒，不要看我们所经历的患难。
Do not look at the unfairness of waiting.
也不要看等候时那些不公平。
But look unto Jesus.
单单仰望耶稣。
Fix your eyes upon Jesus.
注目仰望耶稣。
And like Abraham, we may not be perfect through our trials.
也许像亚伯拉罕一样，我们在等候和试探当中并不会完全。
But we are being perfected through them.
然而在经历的过程当中，神却不断地让我们变得更加完全。
So in conclusion, we thank the Lord for the example of Paul.
所以作为总结，我们感谢神给我们保罗这样一个例子。
We thank the Lord for his encouragements to a young man named Timothy.
我们感谢主，他向着年轻人提摩太有这样一段鼓励的话。
These words have encouraged many generations.
这些话鼓励了历代的人。
And now they remind us and teach us of how to be God's workmen.
今天他也这样提醒我们，让我们知道如何做神的工人。
Once we are saved, we are all to be God's workmen.
当我们被救时，我们就都要做神的工人。
We are to find strength in the grace of the Lord Jesus.
我们要在耶稣基督的恩典里找到力量。
We are to walk faithfully serving our God.
我们要一路跟随主，忠心地服侍他。
And we are to be perfected through enduring through hardships.
我们也在忍耐的苦难当中被主来完全。
All by fixing our eyes upon Jesus.
都是靠我们单单仰望耶稣。
So may we allow his life to be lived out within us as his workmen.
愿我们作为神的工人，愿他的生命能够在我们里面活出来。
For his glory until the day we meet him face to face.
为着他的荣耀，直到我们再见他的那一日。
We'll now hand the time over to Martin.
把下面的时间交给马丁弟兄。
妹，我开始就简单用中文讲一两句。
Brother, sisters, I'll start with several Chinese sentences.
我想我自从搬到美国，然后在这边认识神，受洗，又不断的长大。
After I moved to the U.S., I knew God and I grew up in Him.
一直在这里都是弟兄姊妹看着我长大的。
All the brothers and sisters have seen me grow.
所以我在你们面前，我觉得你们都是我的父亲，都是母亲。
So before you, I feel like that you are my father and my mother.
我认识神的一点点，也都是大家一点一点教的，我学的又很慢。
The little things that I learned in Christ are all taught by you, and I'm really a slow learner.
所以我觉得今天有机会站在这边也讲不出太多的，只能讲一点自己就是最近在学习的东西。
I felt that there are not much that I can share when I stand here. I would just like to share something that I learned recently.
Yeah, 一方面也是借这个机会感谢大家不断的照顾。
On the other hand, I would like to thank you for all your carefulness.
那下面我还是用英文讲。okay, so let us begin by reading John chapter 7.
所以那我们开始要读约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7 verse 37 to the first part of 39.
约翰福音第七章37节到39节。
On that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture says,From his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。英文讲到耶稣这话是指着圣灵说的。
Verse 38 again, just to highlight,Jesus said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
我们再来读一下第三十八节，耶稣说，从他腹中或者是从他里面的人要流出活水的江河来。
And my Bible actually has a footnote where when he says, the scripture says it refers to Isaiah chapter 44.
我们弟兄他的圣经上有一个小的标题，就这里指到了以赛亚书的第四十二章。
44 verse 2 and 3.
对不起，以赛亚书四十四章第二节。
It says, thus says the Lord who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour out water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants.
那耶和华就对他的仆人说，我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的耶稣伦呢，不要害怕。因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地，我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。
So as Caleb just shared, we have a common burden this morning to talk about living out the life of Christ within us.
就好像 Caleb 弟兄刚刚分享的，早上我们有一个共同的负担，就是如何从我活出基督的生命。
And I think we all know this very well, that after we believe, the life of Christ dwells in us.
那我们都知道耶稣基督的生命就内住在我们里面。
And that it is no longer I, but Christ.
并不是我，而是耶稣。
But this is something that puzzles me or troubles me for a very long time.
这在很长的时间都让我觉得比较的困惑。
Because Jesus promised that within us there is a river of living water.
因为耶稣应许我们里面有这一个永活的江，活水的江河。
But from my personal experience, very often, I receive water from above and quench my thirst. That's true.
常常在我个人的经历当中，我有这样的一些经历，就是我里面实在渴慕这样一个活水，也从上能够领受，这是真实的。
But after I drink this water, I become dry again.
然而当我喝了这活水之后，我又再渴了。
And then I have to come and ask the Lord, and He will show us grace one more time and give us water to drink.
那我就再一次来到主的面前，他也恩待我们，又再给我们这活水来喝。
But this talk of flowing of river of living water seems to be not exactly describing my experience.
然而这里所说的涌出活水的江河却好像并不能够来描绘我真实的经历。
And we end up living this Christian life or trying to live this Christian life with our own strength.
所以我们慢慢就靠着自己来尝试过着一个基督徒的生活。
And we hear about this mention of the Holy Spirit.
当我们听到讲到圣灵，
And we hear that He is the one who comes that administers the life of Christ to us.
我们知道他就是那一位把基督的生命从我们里面制作出来的。
And we hear that He is the one that gives power that enables us to live.
我们也听到说他是那一位赐给我们力量，让我们能够来活基督徒生活的。
And we even hear a parallels or analogy saying that if we our life is a car, then He is the engine.
我们也听到一些类比和比喻，就是说，若我们的生命就是一个汽车的话，那圣灵就是那个引擎。
And without this engine, we're just pushing the car with our own strength.
若我们没有这引擎的话，我们就是靠着自己的力量在那里推这个车子。
But with the engine on, then the car will run very smoothly.
若我们能够把引擎打开的话，那车子就能够运行得非常的顺畅。
But I don't know about you. For me, I feel like I've been pushing this car for a very long time.
我不知道你们如何，但我觉得自己来说，我好像自己在推这个车有很长的一段时间了。
And some among us might be strong who can push the car very far.
也许我们中间有些人很强壮，他们就能够推车走得更远。
And maybe some like me is weak. I get tired very quickly.
那有些人可能像我一样软弱，我很快就感到疲倦了。
But at the end, we all become tired and weary.
但最后我们总会疲倦劳乏。
And we feel frustrated, we feel despondent.
我们感到沮丧。
This talk of the Holy Spirit, this engine, remains kind of a mystic than reality.
那讲到这个圣灵和这个引擎好像并不是一个真实，反倒是一个错误了。
Not 错误 but mystic, more mysterious.
一个
奥秘一样，
奥秘一样。
So especially recently, I had some experience in my life.
特别是最近我在生活当中有一些经历。
And things happened at work, things happened at home, things happened in my services.
那有一些事情就在工作当中，在家庭当中，还有在我教会的服事当中发生。
And they all seemed to happen together, and everything was going wrong.
那他们就这样乱七八糟的在我周围发生。
And I just felt that I couldn't do anything right.
我就感觉到我什么也做不好。
And that seems like I've been pushing this car as far as I could with my own strength. And at the end, I still fall short.
那我就感觉到自己靠着自己的力量来推这个车，但最后我还是不够的。
And I feel very, very inadequate.
我也感觉到自己是这样的不充足。
So I come before the Lord and I said I don't want to push anymore.
所以我就来到主的面前，我说我不愿再推车了。
And I said, unless you give me the promise of this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, then I can't go anywhere.
所以我就来到主的面前说，你若不给我这从腹中流出活水的江河，我哪里也去不了。
So I praise the Lord. He brought me to look at this one story that we all know very well.
所以感谢主，他就带我看这样一个故事，我们大家都很熟悉的。
It's the story of Jacob when he wrestled with God at Peniel.
就是当雅各与神在在皮努以勒摔跤的故事。
And I think we all know Jacob as a person and even this story all very well.
我们都知道雅各这个人，也知道这个故事。
And we know Jacob is one who really lived and operated out of his own self-life.
我们知道雅各是靠着自己的力量在那里生活的一个人。
And we know he's a grabber, and he grabbed whatever he wanted.
我们知道他是一个强夺的人，他就在那里抓取任何他想要的东西。
And we can say that he is a very strong car pusher.
我们也能看到他是一个非常强壮在那后面推车的人。
And as he pushed along, he grabbed everything and loaded up his car.
当他推车的时候，他还在四处抓取很多东西，就载满了他的车。
So the more he pushed, the car gets heavier.
当他越推着车，这车就越来越重。
You remember how he grabbed his brother's birthright and he grabbed his brother's blessings?
你记得他这样的夺取他兄弟的长子的名分，也夺取他兄弟的祝福。
And then he later on worked 7 years to grab a wife.
那后来他就工作了7年来夺取了一个妻子。
And then he worked 7 more years to grab another wife.
他又干了7年的工作，然后又得了另外一个妻子。
And then he grabbed 6 more years for his uncle Laban and grabbed a lot of his sheep, all the striped and speckled.
那他就又为他的叔叔拉班工作了6年，就得了各种各样的羊群，那些有斑点和有条纹的。
So truly his car was fully loaded.
所以他的车实在就是载满了东西。
Until at this point of the story, God met him.
直到在这里，这个故事当中，神遇到了他。
And it's very interesting that God met him at this place called the River Jabbok.
所以很奇妙，神是在这一个叫亚伯渡口的地方遇到他。
This River Jabbok, the meaning of this word means outpouring, or pouring out, or flowing.
那这个亚伯这个词就是指涌流流出。
And I think it's interesting that God wants to meet him, chose this place to meet him so that he can pour out a new life in him.
所以我想神拣选这个地方就是为了让雅各里面能够涌流出那个新的生命。
And the Bible says this is at the ford of the river Jabbok.
圣经讲到这里是在亚伯的渡口。
Meaning this is a very wide river. People tell us it's almost 200 feet wide.
那我们就看到说这一个河是非常宽的，人们就说这个河有2000尺，
两百尺
宽。
And it's too wide to build a bridge over, so they have to have these ferries that bring people back and forth.
因为这个河实在太宽了，所以不能够在上面建桥，所以他们就有一些渡轮来，就是渡来往的人。
So this is at one of the places where they have a ford for people to come back and forth from the river.
所以这里就有一个渡口，好叫人能够渡来渡去。
And at this point, we all know Jacob has been running away from his uncle, and God had called him to go back to his father's place.
所以我们知道，在这里的话，雅各刚从他叔叔那里逃出来，神呼召他回到他父所在之地。
And he was traveling with his 2 wives, 2 concubines, 11 kids, and all the sheep and ox that he had.
所以他就跟他的两个妻子、两个妾、11个孩子，还有他有各种各样的羊群，一同的来旅行。
But on the way, he has a problem that he has to pass by the place where Esau, his brother, lived.
但问题就在于他在这个路途当中要经过他的弟他的哥哥以扫所在之地。
And we all know he doesn't have the best relationship with his brother.
我们都知道他跟他的兄弟之间没有一个很好的关系。
He thought that his brother was still holding a grudge against him and he feared for his life.
也许他想他的兄弟还在怨恨他，所以他很害怕自己的生命受到威胁。
So earlier in this chapter, in chapter 32, he actually prayed to God saying, deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother.
所以第三十二节的时候，他甚至向神祷告说，求你救我脱离我兄弟的手。
And then the Bible recorded he spent that night after that prayer.
所以圣经就记载在那一晚上之后，他过了这样的一夜。
But maybe this is also our experience that we do pray to God in time of trouble.
我想这也是我们个人的经历，就是在我们遇到困难的时候，我们确实是向神祷告的。
But we wake up the next morning and we feel that prayer was inadequate.
但第二天早上我们醒来的时候，却发现这祷告好像并不足够。
And we feel that there's got to be something more that I can do.
我们觉着，应该还有一些其他的事情是我能够做的。
So he woke up the next morning and devised the scheme, saying, "I will send all three groups of people and the donkeys and camels over as a peace offering, as a gift."
所以他就这样设计了一条计谋，就是让三组的人带着驴、带着骆驼去为他的兄弟，好像献上这样的礼物，也作为一个平安祭。
Not as a gift as we give for Christmas out of love, but as a gift to save his own life.
并不是像我们今天在圣诞节的时候从爱而给出的一份礼物，而是这样一份想要救他性命的礼物。
And then the Bible says, after that whole day of arrangement, he slept or he rested again in his own camp.
所以圣经上就记载，这样忙碌了一天之后，他就在这营中来休息。
But there is still a lot of anxiety in his heart.
然而在他心中还有很多的焦虑。
He still felt insecure and inadequate.
然而他仍然觉着不足够，也不平安。
So the Bible says, in the middle of the night, he woke up.
所以圣经就说，在半夜他就醒来。
He still feels that there's something he has to do.
他还是觉着他有事情要做。
So he woke up his wives, he woke up his kids.
所以他叫醒了他的妻子，叫醒了他的孩子。
He woke up his servants, woke up his donkeys and his cows.
他就叫醒了他的仆人，他的驴，他的牛。
He probably even have to wake up the boatman who is operating the ferry.
也许他还不得不叫醒那个划船的人。
And he says, please bring my family over to the other side where they're safe.
他就说，请你带我的妻子还有家人们去到另外一边，那里是安全的。
And the boatman probably says, it's, you know, our operating time is 9 to 6, we're closed.
也许这个渡轮的人就会说，我们的工作时间是9点到6点，现在已经关门了。
And he had to beg them, say, I'll pay you triple, right? Just bring them over.
所以他可能要祈求，他说，我要把三倍的价钱给你，你就把他们带走吧。
So after all this, he pushed the car as far as he physically could, and he was tired.
所以当这一切之后，他就推着车直到他力气所能尽的，但他还是觉着老累了。
And so he was left alone, and this is when God found him and wrestled with him.
所以他就自己一个人留在那里，这时神就遇到了他，也与他摔跤。
And I think we all understand a little bit about wrestling, even though I don't think many of you actually wrestled.
虽然我们没有真实的摔过跤，但我想我们对摔跤多多少少有一些认识。
Basically, God is saying, this is my will, and it's my will from the beginning, from everlasting to everlasting, and it's not going to change.
那简单来说就是神说，这是我的意愿，这是我那从永恒到永恒永不改变的意愿，这不会改变。
And Jacob was saying, oh, well, no, I have a different will, and Jacob won't budge.
那雅各就说，好吧，但我自己有自己的意愿，我并不愿意屈服。
So they had to wrestle.
所以他们不得不在这里摔跤。
And God was here. We actually understand what God wanted Jacob. What God was saying, return to your country and I will bless you there.
所以神在这里向雅各所说的是，回到你的国，我要在那里祝福你。
But because of this obstacle that he has in his brother, Jacob was unwilling to risk everything.
但却因着他面前的这一个困难，就是他的兄弟以扫他不愿意在这里冒险。
Now I think it's interesting that God didn't wrestle with Jacob in Bethel.
我觉得很奇妙的就是神并没有在伯特利那里与雅各摔跤。
Because God met him there at Bethel, but he had nothing to lose.
因为神当初在伯特利遇到雅各的时候，他并没有什么可丢失的。
And he said, I only had a staff in his hand, and he only had a rock for a pillow.
他手中只有一个杖，他只有一块石头做他的枕头。
If God wanted to wrestle him there, he would probably just said, "Okay, I'll go wherever, whatever."
若神在那里与他摔跤的话，也许他说，哦 ，OK， 好吧，那你要带我去哪里，我就去。
But now Jacob has become two companies full of people.
而现在雅各他却就是变成了一个很大的组织，他有很多很多的人。
He had much possession, and he was afraid of losing everything.
他有很多的财产，他也害怕失去任何事情。
And so this actually brings me, reminds me of another story in the New Testament.
这就提醒我在新约当中的一个故事。
If you don't, maybe you remember too how Jesus wrestled with someone.
也许你也记得耶稣在那里与另外一个人摔跤。
And you're looking at me saying, I don't remember Jesus wrestling.
你可能会看着我说，我并不记得耶稣在哪里有摔跤。
It's actually recorded three times in three different Gospels that there was a young man wrestling with Jesus, and Bible calls him the rich young ruler.
那事实上，在新约有三处记载到同样的故事，有一个年轻的人与耶稣在那里摔跤。圣经上说，他是一位年轻的财主。
Okay, forgive me. That he didn't really wrestle with Jesus.
他并没有真实的在那里与耶稣摔跤。
But he had a verbal wrestling in a way.
但他在口语上，在话语上与耶稣有摔跤。
He came to Jesus saying, "How can I obtain eternal life?"
他来到耶稣脚前说，我如何能够得永生？
He was a good man. He was rich.
他是一个非常好的人，他又很富有。
But he felt that everything that he has, all the good things he has done, was still inadequate.
然而他却觉得他自己所做的一切的好事都不足够。
He was insecure. He felt that there's something else that he needed to get eternal life.
他也并没有平安，他觉得还是有一些事情他要做才能够来得着永生。
So Jesus wrestled with him and went back and forth and back and forth.
所以耶稣就在那里与他摔跤，他们来来回回有很多回合。
He was saying, "Have you done this? Yes, I have. Have you done that? Yes, I have."
耶稣就问他，你做了这个吗？他说我做了。你做了那个吗？他说我做了。
So at the end, Jesus touched him where it really mattered the most.
所以神最后就这样来摸他。
And we all know the result of the story. He became crippled.
我们都知道他最后就变成瘸腿的。
Not physically, but Jesus says, "Sell all that you have, come and follow me."
是，并不是说物理上，而是耶稣对他说，变卖你一切所有的，然后来跟随我。
And immediately he knew he was unable, and he walked away sorrowfully.
立刻他就知道他并不能够这样做，所以他就忧忧愁愁地走了。
So Jesus had that famous quote, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven."
所以我们就这里有一个非常著名的话，就是骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易呢。
So back to Jacob, he was not trying to squeeze one camel through the eye of a needle. He had a whole train of camel.
回到雅各的故事来，他并不只是想要一个骆驼穿过针的眼，他甚至有一火车的骆驼都想要去穿过这针的眼。
It was impossible.
这是不可能的。
And God knew that it is a difficult. They wrestled until the daybreak.
神也知道这是很困难的，所以他们摔跤直到破晓。
And so God had the same tactic. God also touched the strongest part of Jacob.
那神也用同样的方法，他就摸到雅各最强壮的地方。
And he also became crippled.
雅各也变成了瘸腿的。
And I think what happened next to me is the best part of this story.
那接下来发生的一件事情对我来说却是最美妙的事情。
I don't know if you have ever played sports or if you have been injured while playing sports.
我不知道你是否有体育运动或者在体育运动的时候受过伤。
I have sprained my ankle playing soccer. I have pulled a muscle playing basketball.
我在打篮球的时候，我崴了脚。对不起，我在踢足球的时候，
same, all the same.
踢足球和打篮球的时候崴了脚踝，也摔了膝盖。
And I've even broken my nose playing Marco Polo.
我也在玩一个叫马可波罗的游戏，就是水上抓人的游戏上弄坏了我的鼻子。
Or blind tag. Some of you guys were even there.
有些人可能就在当场。
So I don't know what you would do when you get injured while playing a sport.
我不知道当你在运动当中受伤时你会怎么做。
Perhaps you're like me, just fall on the ground, roll around, crying and whimpering.
也许你会像我一样，就坐在这地上，在地上来回打滚，一边哭一边哽咽。
Maybe you will cry foul.
你可能会说
犯规了，
犯规了。
Right, but and we know when we get injured, we just lose all will to play to continue playing.
我们知道当我们受伤的时候我们就不愿再继续进行下去。
But I think this is what amazes me the most about Jacob.
我想这一点是让我对雅各觉得最惊奇的。
That he did not roll around on the ground in self-pity.
他并没有在自怨自艾当中在那里地上打滚。
He was not looking at himself saying, "Oh, I cannot anymore."
他并不是看向自己说，哦，我不能够再行了。
And he did not accuse God for playing dirty.
他也并没有说神你这不规范犯规了。
He simply just held on to God.
他简单的就抓住神。
Right, the Bible says.He was injured, he was crippled, but God was trying to leave, and he was holding on to God, says, do not go.
那圣经就记载到他在那里受伤，他腿瘸了，神要离开，但他却抓住神，不让神离开。
He knew that in this wrestling match, he couldn't win against God.
他知道在与神的摔跤当中，他不可能胜过神。
But he wasn't like the rich young ruler who just simply walked away sorrowfully.
他并不像那年轻的财主一样，就悠悠怨怨地走了。
And he, excuse me, and he just could not let God go.
他不能够让神离开。
And he asked God to bless him.
他要求神祝福他。
See, God had promised that if you follow my will, I will bless, he will bless Jacob.
神这样应许他，若你顺服我的意愿，我就会祝福你。
But Jacob was not ready to fully surrender, but yet he was still struggling. He still wanted the blessing.
雅各并没有完全的愿意顺服，但他依然在那里努力，他想要得着祝福。
And what kind of blessing do you think that he was asking for?
那你觉得雅各在这里所求的祝福是什么呢？
He already had all the material possessions that he could possibly dream of.
他已经拥有了物质上他所能想象一切的财产。
And it was all these material blessings that's giving him a headache right now.
那这些物质上的财产现在却成为他让他头痛的事情。
I feel that perhaps he...knew that he has been pushing this car all these years.
我想他也许感到这么多年他一个人在那里推车。
And he was so tired.
他是如此的劳累。
And all of his effort, his ability, all of his gains still falls short and is inadequate.
所有他的努力他的工作都不够他感到自己是这样的不充足。
Now he's even crippled. He has no more confidence in himself.
甚至他现在是瘸腿的他连对自己的自信都没有了。
And he had...No more motivation. He can't push this car any further.
他也不再有这样一个动机，他不能够再推着车多走一步。
And the only thing that he wanted or he could ask for is that God will go before him.
他所能求唯一一件事就是让神在他前面带领。
That unless God's presence is blessed upon him, then he could not move an inch.
若神的祝福、神的同在不祝福他，他就不能够再挪动一寸。
Unless the Spirit of God powers within him, then he's done for.
除非神的丰富充满他，他就完了。
So we praise the Lord. He had this, the same heart as Peter did in John chapter 6.
我们感谢主，他跟彼得在约翰福音第六章当中所有的心是一样的。
Where he said, "You have the words of eternal life. To where shall I go?"
彼得就在那里说你拥有生之道我还归从谁呢
And therefore even though he can't fight he can't move he just simply held on
即使他不能够再努力不能够再用力但他就简单地抓住神
And God out of his fullness of mercy and grace blessed him
神在他满有的恩典和怜悯当中就祝福了他
God gave him a new name
神就给他一个新的名字
And a new life
一个新的生命
And from what we understood, this is the beginning of a new life, life of Israel within him.
那我们就知道这个生命就是那新的以色列的生命的开始。
And I think this is the most important lesson for me and maybe for all of us.
我想这对我来说，也许对大家来说都是最重要的一个课。
Very often we wrestle with God when our will doesn't align with His.
常常当我们的意志并不与神的意志相合的时候，我们就与他摔跤。
And we feel frustrated, we struggle.
我们感到沮丧，我们在那里努力。
And we even come to the end of ourselves, and we feel that we're broken.
我们也来到己的尽头，我们看到自己就破碎。
But out of this brokenness, many of us often just walk away sorrowfully.
然而，当我们自己受伤的时候，有些人就常常忧忧愁愁地离开了。
We see that this is too hard. It is impossible.
这实在是太困难了，这是不可能的。
And we fail to see.With God, all things are possible.
然而我们没有看到，在神凡事都能。
And therefore, when Jacob had this experience with God, he called that place Peniel.
因此，当雅各与神有这样经历的时候，他就叫那里皮努以勒。
And the meaning of that name was the face of God.
皮努以勒的意思就是神的面。
And because he said I saw God face to face and I still survived.
因为他说我与神面对面相见，我依然存活。
Not only survived that, because he saw God, he was blessed.
不仅如此，他还得神的祝福。
And I feel like this is the experience that I had just very recently.
我感觉这就是我最近有的一次经历。
I was quite struggling, I feel very dry, and I feel my heart was hardened like a rock.
我在那里就努力想要做一些事情，但我感到里面非常的枯干，我的心也好像石头一样坚硬。
And I had no more strength to move forward, and there's no life within me.
我再也没有力气能够往前走一步，我里面也没有任何的生命。
But praise the Lord, by His grace, He allowed me. He didn't let me go.
但赞美主，因着他的恩典，他并没有就这样放下我。
And I was simply crying out, unless I see you, unless I have the Holy Spirit within me, then I can't move an inch.
我就在那里呼求，除非我有你，除非有你圣灵在我里面，要不然的话，我一步也走不了。
And so he held on to me and taught me this lesson to look away from myself.
所以他就抓住我，也教导我能够不看自己。
And like as Caleb shared, to look off unto Jesus.
就好像Caleb 刚才分享的叫仰望耶稣。
Doesn't matter anything else, just to see him.
并不关乎其他事情，让我们单单仰望耶稣。
And when we are able to see him, he becomes the answer to all our questioning.
当我们能够来看向耶稣的时候，他就成为我们一切问题的答案。
And I realized with just a glimpse of him, he was able to touch my heart.
我意识到简简向他一瞥，他就能够摸着我的心。
And that heart was so hard like a rock, had a little crack in it.
我那如石头一样的心就破裂了一个小缝。
And out of that little crack issued out waters of life.
所以在这个小缝当中就流出那生命的活水。
And it was real, and it was enabling.
那是如此的真实，那也是如此蛮有能力。
So at the end, in closing, I want to say a little bit about this pouring out.
那在结束的时候，我愿意来分享一下关于涌出。
Before, I feel this word pouring out means a big bucket of water just dumps over you.
之前的话我觉得涌出就好像一大桶的水直接倒在你身上。
And I simply won't have to do anything. I'll just sit there and let it overwhelm all my senses.
好像我什么都不需要做，只要坐在那里让这一大桶水就淹没了我所有的感觉。
And we do hear those testimonies sometimes from different brothers and sisters.
我们有时也从不同的弟兄姐妹上听到这样的经历。
But to me, for my personality, I always ask for that experience as almost a shortcut.
然而对我来说，我常常就好像要这个捷，要通过捷径能够有这样的一件经历似的。
As if he can overwhelm me, then everything will become so easy.
好像他就瞬间淹没了我，剩下的事情就很容易了。
But through this time, the Lord is showing me a different picture.
但这一次神却给我看一幅不同的画面。
He showed me that picture in Ezekiel chapter 47.
他就让我看到以西结书47章那里的一幅画。
How the angel brought Ezekiel to see the temple, and there was water issuing out from under the threshold.
所以那里的话，天使就带着以西结去看那从圣殿而出的水流。
And the Bible says, in the south side of the gate, there was a small trickle.
那圣经就说水从右边或是南边流出。
And it was just a small trickle.
只是一个小小的细流。
Yeah. And 1,000 yards later, it became ankle height.
量了一千肘就到了踝子脚踝。
And a little farther, it became knee height, and then it becomes waist height.
那更远一点到了膝，更远一点到了腰。
And a little farther more, it becomes a great river that you cannot ford anymore.
那直到这水成了河就不能够趟过。
And the Lord is showing me that if it is life, it doesn't matter how small.
主就让我看到，若是真实的生命，不管它有多小。
When at the beginning, the reality of life might just be a small trickle.
也许在一开始的时候，这真实的生命只是涓涓细流。
But it is enough to enable us and to empower us.
但却足够让我们有能力、有力量来跟随。
And if we allow the Holy Spirit to continue working our life.
若我们让圣灵在我们生活当中继续的来工作，
And we don't snuff out the little source of water,
我们并不轻看这一点点的水，
Then this river will grow.
这河水就要来长大。
Few years later, it will be ankle height.
几年之后他就到了脚踝。
Or maybe a few months, or a few more months, and he will be waist height.
或许再过几个月他就到了我们的腰。
Until we see some older brothers and sisters, they're like a mighty river.
好像我们看到一些年长的弟兄姐妹，他就像那大河一样。
And there is water gushing out of them.
好像从他们里面就涌出那河水。
And that water is the living life of Christ.
那水就是耶稣基督鲜活的生命。
And then I feel that it really encouraged me that his promise is true.
我感到这是何等的激励，他的应许是真实的。
Whoever believes in him from the innermost being will flow out rivers of living water.
那信他的从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
And that life, that living water is what the church needs today.
那活水的江河，那活水就是教会今天所需的。
So may the Lord encourage all of us to come to him, to look up unto him and see his face.
愿主吸引我们，鼓励我们能够来到他的脚前，来仰望他，注目仰望他的慈容。
And that his spirit can administer true life to us.
让他的灵能够把这真实的生命浇灌在我们里面。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Father, we thank you so much.
天父，我们感谢你。
You are the giver of life.
你是那赐予生命的。
And you have not withheld your only son.
你不留下你自己独生的儿子。
Nor have you withheld your Holy Spirit.
你也不留下你的圣灵。
So we simply come before you and we want to keep our hearts open.
所以我们愿简单的来到您的脚前，让我们的心向您敞开。
No matter what conditions we're in, no matter what circumstances we're enduring through.
无论我们在什么样的境况环境当中。
I pray that there is a way for your life to be issued out.
我们祷告让你的生命在我们里面能够活出来。
When we touch your life, we can know all of your provision is complete in Christ.
我们当我们摸到你的生命的时候，我们真知道你的供应在基督里是完全的。
We thank you, Lord Jesus. May you keep us in your grace.
我们感谢你，愿你能够保留我们在你的恩典当中。
In your precious name we pray.
奉您宝贵的名我们祷告。